Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this.
With Ben Higgins.
Go to hell, pro sports.
Steven Woods.
That was incredible.
And Paul Reindel.
All right.
Get ready, tier ones.
Oh.
It's Ben and Woods.
Finally, the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
Do the show, bitch.
All right, halfway home on a Monday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Been a fun show so far, and it's about to get a whole lot more fun, something we've been doing since pretty much the beginning of the program. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel. He's our executive producer and has painstakingly gone through and put this thing together. It's kind of a pain in the ass, to be sure, but he's done it, does it every year. Ben Higgins does the seeding for this every year. I do nothing for this, and that's the way I like it.
Shall we?
Woods reacts, and then if his team doesn't win, he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Then I get mad, yeah, and I stomp my feet.
So let's quickly Ben-splain what are drops for the non-radio, the radio layman out there. Our drops are the short little sound bites that we save that Paulie has access to on his computer. He's got like a pages and pages of things that, you know, whatever we thought were funny or unique or different. It's us. It's our guests. It's just random sound that we have pulled from news stories over the years. And we put them in the computer, and then Paulie brings them up when he feels like it's appropriate or could be funny to throw a little rap. And then what we do is... Each year, we take our 32 favorites, and we put them into a bracket, and we let our Tier 1 listeners decide our tournament of drops winners, and we do it over the next week and a half or so with each of the matchups. So, Paulie, if you would... reveal once again the field of 32 that we first unveiled last week for the 2023 Tournament of Drops.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Morning, guys.
Can I get a Hoya? Oh, yeah.
Big Dumper Cum-Cum Fernando. I didn't even get a free meatball out of the deal. It's flapping. There it is. Where are these cream pies coming from?
Hold on. Remix.
Rams.
Bob Millen.
That was good.
All right. Did you catch a game last night? Do you like hot fudge sundaes? Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite. Is it still hot out there?
Okay, how are you?
We are winning the World Series in 2022.
I love Ben and Woods.
Finally, the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
There it was. Glory hole.
The series is over.
Let's go, San Diego.
Good morning, everybody.
Look at Nelly Cruz. Suck it.
Are you ready to bless the moon?
Boilers.
That's what's in.
So, sports.
All right, there's the field alphabetically. But we went through all the hard work in seeding them last week to try to get some, you know, intriguing matchups for our four different regions. We have the Ben region, the Woods region, the Paul region, and the Adam region this year in the NCAA tournament. No one's geographically protected. You just got to play your matchups where they are slotted to be played. And today we will go through the first round matchups in the Ben and Paul regions. And then you can go to our Twitter page, at Ben and Woods, and we're going to put up the polls. And you'll have 24 hours to vote on the winners of each matchup. And then the winners move on. We'll do the other eight first-round matchups and so forth until we should have a winner next Tuesday by the time we get through the field of 32 here.
So tomorrow we'll know who won
today's matchups, and we'll go through the other eight first-round matchups for a total of 16.
Moves quickly.
It's very involved.
Yeah, it's not a three-week process like the NCAA tournament.
When do we go up live?
Right after this segment.
Right after the segment. Yep. Paulie will go to Twitter.
Ready.
Polls are ready. They're saved in the drafts. And all you have to do is go vote. And, you know, vote with your heart, not your head. Vote with your heart. Okay?
Just vote for the one you like the best.
I've already seen people say, "Ooh, I'm going to vote for That's What's In." And I'll kill you if you do that. Because if that thing moves
through, it should be a 100-0 percent victory.
Because I never want to hear something's on the loose.
Let's go through the matchups here and give a little analysis of each one. Okay. So what do we got first, Paul?
All right. The number one overall seed from the Bend region. Carving guy.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Just a juggernaut. Just a straight up juggernaut.
He's just so corporate.
Yeah.
In his response to the carving station customer.
One of the reasons that I like that one is that he's a carving guy at a prime rib station asking somebody to eat something else. Hey, have you tried the lasagna?
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
The company wants you to eat as little of the prime rib as possible.
That's true.
They want it to be sliced dime thin.
Yes,
dime thin. If you try to ask for
something thicker. But I want the carving guy to tell me that the prime rib that he's about to serve me is his favorite.
You get dissuaded from it. You get sent to the lasagna. Anything but that expensive prime rib, they are really trying to misdirect you and lead you somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going up against the 8 seed, a Bend drop from the Bend region, one of the thousands of Bend drops that I don't even remember where this came from.
Big Dumper. Wow. Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Big Dumper. You think I said it, I'd have an idea of why I said it or where I said it. But this is one of those random, you know, lower seeds that finds its way into the tournament.
You could have been talking about Nick Martinez. You could have been talking about Manny Machado. You could have been talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. You could have been talking about...
I don't think I was referring to someone's backside.
Big though. Dumper.
I don't use that as a slang for someone's backside. So
that's what you want people to think.
This is like they won their conference tournament somehow. They were like a 5 seed in their conference tournament. They pulled off a couple of upsets, and here they are going up against Carving Guy in the first round.
Big Dumper.
Should be a fairly lopsided matchup,
I would imagine.
Our 4-5 matchup in the Bend region has a relatively new entrant, Juan Soto.
Good morning, everybody.
I mean, that is strong.
That's a 4 seed.
Recent, but strong. Yep, his greeting every morning on Padres question of the day videos.
So good that we've added it to our show open.
Yeah,
so I strong. Mean, that should tell you something.
He's going up against a 5 seed. The winner of last year's tournament, Don Orsillo. This was Don a couple of weeks ago out at spring training, the 5 seed.
I love Ben and Woods.
I love that one for personal reasons because I love Don, and it's nice to get some acknowledgement from him finally.
It is, but I sensed a little sarcasm in his response. Did you?
I love Ben and Woods.
No, that sounds...
He was playing with his food during that interview.
That sounds sincere.
All the times he said that we said we invited him, and he claimed
never got the email
or the word because he wanted to be on our show so badly, and wanted us to invite him. Yet we asked him like 10 million times, and all he never came on with us.
He blamed Padres PR guy Eric Meyer. Right. Said I've actually
director
gone,
of broadcasting.
Yeah, I've gone to Eric Meyer and said, why don't these guys ask me on? And Eric has been, I guess, just not getting.
They
the
just
emails.
Don't like you, Don. They don't want you. Yep. But we do. We did want him on.
We would do a daily with Don Orsillo if he was so inclined. A daily segment.
Donnie Spring Training. That's, we could have him on from
that's
Arizona.
That's how much we love Don Orsillo.
Yeah.
Our 6-3 matchup in the Bend region features the 6 seed, Steve Ballmer.
Toilets!
Now, another new one, but
very
I love
new,
that
but
one.
Great.
I think if that had been around a little bit longer, it might have been a higher seed. Just so new that he didn't get a higher seed in the tournament.
And the 3 seed, another Ben drop, Ben trying to roll his R's.
It's flapping. There it is.
Wow. That's the extra part of it.
I think this could be a very even matchup. toilets.
I think this is the clear winner.
It's flapping. There it is.
My tongue is flapping.
How do you not? How do you not vote for that? Have you been practicing?
Not as much this last week.
Try it again.
Burrito.
Nope.
Wrapping up the Ben region, we have your 7 seed.
Come, Fernando. Wow.
And he's going up against another
Sounds
carving
like an ABBA
guy.
Song.
An ABBA song? Yeah,
Fernando.
The 2 seed in the Ben region is another carving guy drop.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
Oh, wow. How is that a 2 seed?
Speaking to like a 10-year-old girl, by the way.
There are creepy undertones to that question.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I would say so.
All right. So those are the matchups of the top half of the left side of our bracket.
Okay.
And now we move over to the Paul region for our other 4 matchups today.
We've got a 1-8 matchup. The number 1 seed in the Paul region. Another carving guy.
Did you catch a game last night?
Just phenomenal.
Very strong. And again, this
so
should be...
So good for sports radio, too. Did you catch a game last night?
This should be a 100% sweep because the 8 seed is...
That's what's in!
Have those guys moved out of town yet?
Been evicted.
Yeah.
Lost their jobs.
Lost their jobs.
They'd be good for the NCAA selection show. It's like, oh, Nevada, that's what's in.
Nope.
They're in the tournament.
Don't give them any credibility.
Right. That's what's in.
It's your 1-8 matchup. We got a 4-5 matchup. The 4 seed, Matthew McConaughey.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
He was blessing like a
the
new...
The Moody Center at the University
Austin,
of Texas.
Yeah.
New building, and he was there for the ribbon cutting.
They had him up there, and he just spontaneously broke into song. No one knows
Everyone
kind
of looked at him like he was nuts.
I need some help here.
There is no song, Bless the Mood.
What are you doing?
He made it up, and then wants everyone to sing along.
Will you do this with me? Just because it'll make me feel good. It is time to bless the mood. Are you ready to bless the mood? Are you ready?
Like, what the hell is
bless
happening right now?
The mood. Are you ready to
no one's
bless
singing.
The mood? I need
Not
some help.
One
please.
Person.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
Don't want to help you.
Are you ready to come on now? Give me
and
some
he
backup.
Just keeps digging.
Bless the mood. 1, 2, 3. Are you ready to bless the mood?
Nobody still.
Are you ready to bless the mood? Are you ready
They're just
to
staring
bless
at
the mood? Come on, CDC. Are you ready to bless the mood? Are you ready to bless the mood?
No.
Hey, yay! Are we ready to bless the mood? It starts right now. Thank you, Irwin Center.
Oh, my God.
My Lord.
Forgot how cringy that
it's,
was.
It's the definition of being on an island. Just no one wants to sing along. No one wants to clap. No one wants to do anything. Wow.
So, bless the mood.
Are you ready
the 4 seed.
Bless the mood.
Going up against the 5 seed, Blake Snell.
Hold on. Remix.
One of my favorites. One of my favorites.
That's a good matchup right there. We move on to a 6-3. Your 6 seed.
Look at Nelly Cruz.
Love that.
Look at Nelly Cruz. And he's going up against a caller. I don't know if it was to our show or to the station.
Yeah, that was good.
I think that was Dave.
That's Dave, right?
That was to us. Yeah. He called us, and it was so good.
Very enthusiastic
one of
his,
like,
8-minute
Dave. Rants.
Yeah.
That was good.
Haven't heard from Dave in a while. He was a big Eric Hosmer guy, so maybe he's in a little bit of mourning. Eric Hosmer, a Chicago Cub now.
Yeah, and wrapping things up, our 7-2 matchup, a 7 seed. This was in studio last summer. We had Mark Grant joining us. I don't remember why he said this, but he did.
Suck it.
Okay.
And he is going up against maybe the strongest 2 seed in the entire tournament. How this wasn't a 1 seed, I don't know. This might have been an egregious snub.
Okay.
Your 2 seed.
Where are these cream pies coming from?
Lord.
I think that was when you asked Mark Grant, what do you like to do with your lollipops?
No.
And then he said, suck it.
He was, I can't remember what he was talking about. This is getting dicey. It's getting getting dicey.
A little bit. All right, so those are the eight matchups for today's first round, and you can now go to our Twitter feed. Is it up?
It will be.
It's up. And you can vote on those eight matchups, and we will reveal the results tomorrow. And give you the next eight matchups in our tournament of drops.
Yeah, make sure you, if after you vote, retweet it so everybody can see it too. Yep. Yeah,
I'm going to be the first vote. I've got a vote in. All right, here we go. Yes, got it. All right, just go all the way down through the thread, and you can get all the votes in very easily. One click, and then eight more clicks,
and
you're
retweet
good to go.
The thread.
Yeah,
so that it grows,
so everybody can see it out there.
Yep, I'm going to vote too. Somebody already voted from Ben and Woods, so now I have to.
I didn't, because I don't have the password, so I can't get in.
It wasn't me.
Someone, really, one of the non-three of us is voting in our Ben and Woods account.
Who's got our password?
Must be Adam.
All right.
Let's come back. We'll. I think it's time. Is it time for our Tier 1 tour already? Yep. The Seattle Mariners, the rivalry, the Vetter Cup rivalry opponent coming off their first playoff season in a couple of decades will be our next team in our spring training preview of the camps. We'll get to that. And then Jordan Schusterman from the Sestavis Family Barbecue will join us at the bottom of the hour coming up on San Diego's number one sports station. Back after a check of traffic here on 91.37 The Fan. Boy. Why are you laughing at me? Wow. You're making me nervous.
91.37.
You're making me nervous.
The Fan.
Don't do that with that face.
Hold on. Remix.
Sestavis got him.
No, you got me by looking at me. You got me by looking at me on 97.3 The Fan. Traffic time. The champagne in the sea, favor of my homies when we lost on our enemies. Witness as we creep to a low speed. What my foes need, make some emojis for you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is a lot of things, but it isn't boring. Join Rob Bradford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league, spotlights what makes the game fun, talking with players, managers, GMs, reporters, all who shine a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We certainly don't think it's boring, or we wouldn't be doing our Tier 1 tour of all 30 teams.
It'd be a tough job if we thought baseball was boring. This job would actually suck.
It would be a pretty bad job.
This would be one of the worst gigs in the world if you didn't like baseball.
It's funny because it feels like in San Diego there used to be more people who didn't like baseball. Maybe you just didn't like bad baseball and losing every year, because it turns out that winning baseball with star players is actually quite fun and entertaining.
It's pretty enjoyable, I'd
say. It really is.
Yeah.
Same feeling in Seattle, where they had struggled for many years, and all of a sudden have put together what is a very intriguing team. They made the playoffs last year, and no reason to think they shouldn't do so again, led by a lineup capped by maybe the most exciting young superstar player in all of baseball, Julio Rodriguez.
He is, it's weird, man. We went to one spring training game with my five-year-old, and that was the first game of the year, the San Diego Padres against the Seattle Mariners. Julio Rodriguez was on the program, and my son has been obsessed with him ever since. And I was telling him about him, what a good, young, exciting player. We've gotten to watch him a little bit in the WBC. And now my five-year-old will not stop talking about Julio Rodriguez. It's all you hear around our house is Julio Rodriguez. Yeah, he is what Fernando was when he came up, you know, and he's got he's the five-tool guy. And he's going to be anchoring that lineup. He's going to be leading off for them more than likely. Ty France, former Padre, who has really settled in nicely there in Seattle, has found a home.
He's a good hitter.
Good hitter, man. Eugenio Suarez is a good player. They acquired Teoscar Hernandez in a trade. They got Colton Wong to anchor some, you know, help for defensively and offensively. You've got J.P. Crawford at short. And then you've got their kind of young up-and-comer, Jared Kelenic, as well. They've got a good team, but I think where you're really excited, if you're a Mariners fan, you feel like you're pretty balanced because you have a good offensive lineup, but then you get to your pitching staff,
yeah,
and you go, oh, boy, this is where we can win.
And it seems like maybe one of the best staffs they've put together in a long time. They had, of course, the trade to acquire Luis Castillo from the Reds last season. You pair him with Robbie Ray, who's a Cy Young type pitcher, stays healthy, can really be solid. And then they've got some depth as well with Logan Gilbert, Marco Gonzalez, Chris Flexen, George Kirby. It's not, I mean, those aren't names that blow your hair back, but at the same time, I think their rotation will be the envy of a number of teams given the depth and just an overall solid starting rotation.
Absolutely, as will their bullpen with Paul Sewald, Andres Munoz, who you remember if you're a Padres fan. Matt Brash, who you will remember if you're a Padres fan. Diego Castillo is nasty. They've got a really, really good bullpen as well. I expect them, Ben, to be right there in the mix at the end of the year for definitely a playoff team. Again, I don't really see them taking a step back.
I mean, the biggest challenge is, of course, the division they play in. They've got the defending World Series champion Astros to try to get past. That's always a tough task. The Angels are always that team with, you know, two superstar players that you worry about, at least, even though they haven't had success. You always, is this the year for the Angels? And the Rangers have gone out and spent a bunch of money again. So, you know, you got at least four of the five teams in your division, kind of like the ALE or the NL East, that all feel like it's not a lot of easy outs there in their divisional matchups.
Sneaky fun division. It's going to be really, really fun. The Astros are still the class of that division, certainly. But like you said, the Rangers making moves. Bruce Bochy back at the helm. They got some pitching. They got some hitting. They're going to make some waves, I think, this season as well. So should be a fun one. But again, I just don't see the Mariners taking a big step back. I think it ignited a little bit in that city, much like it did here the last couple of seasons, or last season especially with the San Diego Padres. Seattle's pretty hungry and starving for a winner for their baseball squad as well. So looking forward to watching them. Paulie, any lingering love for Seattle from growing up there and being a Griffey fan? And
Not really. Happy to see them like make the playoffs last year, I guess.
For your buddies and stuff up there.
So many of my friends even were just... they're trying to get back into it. Like, yeah, they have an exciting team for all the reasons you just laid out. Primarily J-Rod.
Yeah,
he's so exciting
so
to watch.
So fun to watch, man.
And getting playoff baseball was a big deal up there. But before last year, they had not made the playoffs since 2001.
It's crazy,
and it just was kind of dying out. And yeah, the Seahawks, conversely, were rising during that time. They couple Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, it sweeps and baseball just became, right to the back.
It became a football town for sure.
Obviously, Major League Baseball, for whatever reason, designated the Mariners the Padres' natural rivals many years ago when interleague play started, and everyone was always so confused by that, other than a spring training complex and touching the Pacific Ocean,
right?
Essentially, what did those teams have that created a rivalry. So
lack of playoff success.
You know,
I think,
so of course, you know, Padres fans came up with, well, Eddie Vedder they have in common. You know, he went to high school in San Diego and became a grunge star up in Seattle. So,
but he's a Cub fan, yeah, which is the best.
The Vedder Cup was kind of born tongue in cheek, but now, legitimately, it should be one of the more anticipated interleague matchups in baseball when the Padres and Mariners square off against each other.
Well,
this season.
That could be a World Series matchup. Any of the next three to four years.
Yeah, I agree. And then, of course, when you look at, you know, when you look at what some of the guys in their starting lineup, and then some of the guys in the bullpen, you're like, oh yeah, those are our guys. We gave you those guys. So we got Austin Nola back. Don't know how much they miss him in Seattle. Right now they got Cal Raleigh as their backstop, and he's a really good player. And the bullpen arms that they got from the Padres are certainly going to help them win a lot more ball games than they lose.
Yep. Although, Nola's having a good spring.
He is.
And I'm kind of crossing my fingers. He's one of those players that I'm like, you know, we haven't seen much out of Nola, but we know there's a good hitter in there.
Yeah.
That a good, like a 300 hitting Nola. I mean, how deep could this lineup potentially be?
Extremely.
If, you know, a couple of those guys actually perform as well, in addition to the superstars at the top.
And not to get off on a massive Padres tangent, I'm sure we will before the show's over, but what Austin Nola showed me, and I think this fan base last year in the playoffs, really spoke volumes about how much they trust him and believe in him. So IE did a really, really good job, caught every single inning, as we all know that story. But, yeah, man, I expect some a good season. I have no pressure on him now. He's been here. Like, just go out there and play. And he hit really well in the first couple rounds of the playoffs, then not so much. But that was to be expected, I think.
The Tier 1 Tour continues to motor along, powered by my engine. Coming up, we'll talk a little more baseball, though, with our friend Jordan Schusterman. Saw him out at spring training in Peoria. He was visiting Padres camp, so we'll talk Padres and more from Cespedes Family Barbecue. He will join us coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Let's go! Rocks swirl down the street with the big pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Days until opening day of the Major League Baseball season. World Baseball Classic is already underway and pretty spectacular. We'll talk about all of it Jordan from Sesame's Family Barbecue standing by. He'll join us after traffic. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Visit 5hourenergy.com and replace your afternoon coffee with a 5-Hour Energy. It's perfect when you're feeling coffeeed out and your stomach will thank you. Discover 5-Hour Energy. Learn more at 5hourenergy.com. Jordan Schusterman after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, let's go out to our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. We saw him out at Peoria when we were there a couple of weeks ago, and it's good to see him back. He's on our Zoom. If you're on the YouTube feed right now, Jordan Schusterman from Sesame's Family Barbecue back with us here on Ben and Woods. Jordan, good morning to you.
Oh, it is so good to see you guys. I am so excited to be, 17 days?
Yes, 17 days.
And with the WBC, like, I'm not even thinking about opening day right now. So this is a very fun time of the year for baseball.
It really does scratch the itch, and it has been, from what I've seen, a lot of fun. So I wanted to start there. How jacked is your sleep schedule right now? Because you guys, you and your partner Jake, have been all over this, and I mean all over it, every detail. You got to be a wreck right now.
Yeah, it's really about picking your spots in pool play. You got to kind of identify the games that you are going to miss, because if you just decide I'll watch all of them, like, that's just not plausible. So I feel like we've done a pretty good job of kind of balancing. Tell Jake, you're going to stay up for this one. All right, I'll wake up at 5 a.m. for Otani facing China, all kinds of stuff like that. But this tournament, as we all know, it doesn't come around every so often. And like, I'm not going to miss these opportunities to watch these games. Like, there's just nothing like it. And I don't want to forget, watching Otani playing in the Tokyo Dome, even if that means I'm waking up at whatever hours and staying up for, 14 straight hours of games over the weekend. So I can't complain. It's been a ton of fun.
It has. It's been a little bit difficult to find certain games. You have to do a little bit of work to find them. You've got to download things to your smart TV that you didn't know that you needed.
Tubi.
And I finally put on Fox Sports the other day. I'm like, what's this NASCAR? There's 14 people in the stands at this NASCAR race, and I'm seething at home. Like, get this off my TV. I want to watch some baseball. Well, they gotta learn from this, and they have to figure out a way to do it better next time.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could apply this to a lot of things in baseball, of course,
yes,
in terms of broadcasting and whatnot. But I got to say, as a fan of many different winter leagues and foreign leagues, I'm quite adept at finding ways to watch. We'll just leave it at that.
He's younger than we are. He's younger than we are. My son tries to explain to me how to do a VPN and things like that, and I'm just too old
at this point. Let's just say, we have our ways. But I agree with you. I do wish it was a little bit easier for everyone to watch these things. But of course, the time zones make it hard no matter what for some of these games. But I do hope now, as we sort of move towards the knockout stage, that more of these games are in prime time and we sort of understand, this is a game that everybody should be tuning in for.
Talking to Jordan from Sesame's Family Barbecue here on 97.3 The Fan. And obviously the U.S. got smacked around by Mexico last night. And, it seems like Team USA is a little light on pitching. I don't know if you or Jake were tweeting about it just a couple of minutes ago, but it seems clear that the United States didn't get our best pitchers that were possible. A lot of them, the stars, decided to focus on spring training and preparation. Padres, no exception. I mean, we got Joe Musgrove and Blake Snell, who are not pitching in the WBC. Yu Darvish, though, is pitching in the WBC for Japan. Is this a drawback? Do we need to be doing something differently? I mean, it's hard to criticize players who want to get ready for the season the way they want to get ready for it, but it seems like Team USA is at a bit of a disadvantage because of it.
Yeah, I see it two ways. One, sure, yes, it's true. In terms of like what percentile pitching are we getting out of the pool of players that we are able to access? Yes, it is much lower than some of the other teams, like you mentioned, of course, Darvish and Otani, but Julio Urias, pitching for Mexico. I mean, he is so important to the Dodgers, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to go pitch for Mexico. That's what's going to happen. Sandy Alcantara, same thing. Like, there's other examples of the other teams, and we just finished recording our podcast right before I hopped on here, and we spent a long time at the start of the show. So, you know, you can go listen to Baseball Barbercast and hear all the reasons why we think this is. And a lot of it comes down to, we just don't care as much. And I think that's a reality that we have to accept, is that for the U.S., it's so easy to just build this roster and be like, oh, well, look at the lineup. I mean, we're not going to lose. Well, it's baseball. You know, it's not like, you know, international basketball, where talent will just overwhelm every other team that you face. And this is the other difference. You know, USA won it all in 17. The teams they're facing now are just objectively better. These teams are more well-prepared. The talent level on all these other international teams, whether it is Mexico, whether it is even Canada, who they have coming up tonight, like, these are good lineups with really talented players. And if you don't come to play, like, they're going to beat you. At the same time, it's not like this U.S. pitching staff is bad. It's still a 95th percentile pitching staff for the whole tournament. And so I don't really want to hear excuses about how, oh, well, we don't, like, yes, sure, your pitching is still way better than the entirety of the Mexican pitching staff or Colombia or Canada. And so, listen, it was a step back. There's a totally realistic chance that the USA just rolls through the rest of the tournament anyway. But I don't think we should be shocked that you can drop a game to a very talented Mexican team when, yeah, you don't have the best pitchers in the world on the mound. They should be good enough to still win. But, yeah, I wasn't totally shocked by that.
We are talking to our pal Jordan from Cespedes Family Barbecue. What has been for you guys the most? I loved your piece that you did on Shlomo, the pitcher for Team Israel. That was really well done. But what has been kind of your biggest surprise? Your because what's happening to me is I'm watching guys come in for Venezuela. I'm watching guys come in for other teams, and I'm going, who's this guy? Like, mid-90s, you know, power sinker, and like, oh, he's a Cardinals prospect. He's 25, and I'm like, I've never heard of this dude, and they're just
Great
out
Britain
there.
Throwing 101.
Yes, it's just like, what for you guys has, and you guys are so in-depth with this. You cover all the stuff that, frankly, guys like us don't have the time to do. But, like, for you guys, what's been a couple of your biggest surprises and things that you guys are stoked about as far as the future of these guys getting back to their big league clubs?
Yeah, well, I think, and I think that the one you're referencing, Guillermo Zuniga for Colombia, yeah, just sort of chucking 102 like it's nothing. And
no big
deal. Sure, I mean, velocity is, even compared to 2017, across the entire world of baseball is higher than it was even then. So I'm sure that's part of it. But I think that is the fun of it, right? It is the guys that you don't necessarily know. It's the guys on Samurai Japan who you hope are going to come and play in MLB one day. But also, you have to recognize that is one of the best leagues in the world. And there's a reason they're still playing over there, because of how important it is over there and how important it is for them to play for their national team and to represent their country. And I mean, look at what Japan did, just steamrolling their pool. Like, that was so much fun to watch, because it's like, that on paper is exactly what was supposed to happen. And when you get to see Ohtani play at home, like, there's the obvious things, like getting to see the best players on the biggest stage. But at the same time, I know I'm going to get to watch this whole Team USA team all season long. So how much do I really, like, sure, they're all in the same lineup, and that's cool to see a batting champion hitting ninth and, you know, all these great players, whatever. But it's way more fun to see the guys that are never being able to play against the best players in the world have the opportunity to compete against them. Whether that's Team Israel and Nicaragua in Pool D is a crazy, you know, underdog story. And seeing over in Pool B, when you see the teams taking on Japan, like the Czech Republic and China, like taking on this international powerhouse, like, this is what we said, you know, all over the last few months about why we're so excited about this tournament. The context, the talent gap, these are not things you see in our sport. It just does not allow for it because of the calendar, because of the kinds of competitions that we play. And so that's what's just so unique about it, and why, you know, you don't want to miss the opportunity to see some of these matchups.
All right. Woods and I have both been impressed really by Team Japan, and obviously they haven't taken on the U.S. or Dominican Republic or any of those teams yet, but not just the Shohei Ohtani and the major leaguers, but they got this Roki Sasaki pitcher who, you know, could be in the big leagues in a few years if he comes over. How close do you think Japanese baseball is now? I mean, so much closer than it used to be to American baseball. The talent level, just the proficiency of the game over there is always impressive when I watch.
Oh, yeah. And I think the velocity component is important, too, because that was maybe one of the first things you would always say when you were comparing MPB and MLB is like, oh, well, like, they are really good, but how many pitchers over there are throwing, you know, 93, 94 plus. And now, sure, it's obviously not anywhere close to what it is in MLB, but the best pitchers over there, their stuff is as good as it is as the guys over here. And how many guys do you need to see come over and do that to believe it? You know, I think we're going to see another one in Kodai Senga this year with the Mets. But, I mean, Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Roki Sasaki, like, Sasaki, it's going to be a while before we see him. I mean, he's only 21. But Yamamoto, I think, could come over after this season. And it is at a really, really, really high level. It's so different for so many reasons that it's hard to really compare. I mean, when you talk about fewer teams, you talk about a different baseball, you talk about a different environment. Like, there's so many parts of it that make it difficult to compare, but it's easily the second best league in the world. And I know that the best players over there can be the best players over here. And I think we've seen enough examples of that to believe it.
Yeah. One glaring one right now, the guy just hit one almost off of his face, at the scoreboard in Shohei Ohtani. I'm not sure I've seen a ball hit that hard. Well, since Kyle Schwarber did it against the Padres in the playoffs.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that. That's fine.
That ball has not landed yet.
That was scorched, man. Talking to our pal Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. So, storylines for the big leagues, obviously, San Diego Padres getting a lot of publicity. And I kind of made the point this morning of take heed and take caution, Padres fans, as you watch the U.S. and the WBC. Great teams are not necessarily always built on paper, and you look at it and go, we're going to just steamroll everybody. This is how it's going to be. Now, we've got some pretty good pitching, too, if it stays healthy, but, you know, the Padres notwithstanding, what are some of the other things that you guys are really looking to hone in on this season, or will that just kind of tell you as it comes along, or are there things that you guys are focused on before the season starts?
Sure. Yeah, it has been unique with the WBC. Like, I haven't really locked in on MLB. Like, I know for the first week or so, I was watching spring training, pitch clock, all these things. I mean, that's a whole other conversation.
Sure.
And that's super important and it is going to change the way we watch the game for sure. But as far as just like feeling teams out and looking at rosters and depth charts and what's projected, who's projected for what, and who am I expecting to be good and disappointed, all these things, like, it really hasn't set in yet because I've been so focused on this other tournament. At the same time, I mean, I'm so excited. Like, after the offseason that we just had and all these players that changed teams, but also, you know, the pressure on the teams that maybe didn't do enough, and some of the stories that we had coming out of last year, like, of course, the Padres, the teams that maybe had these amazing seasons and then came up short, like the Padres, like, you know, my favorite team, the Mariners. Like, I'm obviously excited for them this season, but there's so many teams that I'm fascinated to see how they follow up last year. And then, you know, all the obvious ones, like the Dodgers are a team. This is the least confident I feel like I've been in the Dodgers coming into the season. I'm sure you guys are happy to hear that. At the same time,
scares us now. Just scary, like, you know, yeah. Normal. Lying, they're really good. Yeah. Oh, they're not that good. Oh, that's even more scary.
Lying in the weeds. Right. The, you know, now they're playing up the underdog. I'm like, oh my God, the underdog Dodgers. This is so
nobody believed it as Dodgers.
And It's laughable. And anyone trying to play that narrative, I mean, I hope that's not the case.
No, it's really happened.
Happened. But the Padres, man, I mean, it is. There's so much about this roster that I'm fascinated in. And now, you know, we have all these amazing stars and Tatis coming back. And now you add in Tim Lopes and Jose Azokar, who you can get out in spring training. This lineup just keeps getting better and better. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited about the San Diego Padres.
Jordan, last thing for me. As we said, we saw you in Peoria. You were at the end of your Arizona trip. What was the non-baseball highlight of your trip to Arizona? For me, it was discovering the Ferris wheel of meatballs at the Sicilian Butcher restaurant in Glendale.
Thing. Yep.
Ferris wheel of meatballs. They just had, you know, six meatballs and an entire Ferris wheel that they brought out to you. Anything happened to you crazy fun while you were on your trip?
Oh my God. That's a great question. I mean, I will say that the weather was bizarre when I was down there.
We almost died. Yeah, I think we almost died.
In the Midwest. It wasn't exactly a warm reprieve that I was hoping for. But yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I gotta say too, like, I wish I had a better answer for you, but this is maybe what makes who I am. Like, I was going to college games at night. Like, there was no non-baseball part of my
that
trip.
Is impressive.
It's unreal.
Did you hit Arizona State? Where were you going?
Well, there was the
there was the MLB Desert Invitational.
Oh, the tournament.
That was the same week we were there. Yeah. Grand Canyon University, I think.
Yep. Like, I saw Grand Canyon host Tennessee. That was an amazing environment and also a great.
Like, Juan Soto was on the broadcast for doing part of the game.
Yeah,
he was. I I watched him wander in. That was the game before there was at Salt River. And I watched Soto wander in with Jan Jones, his former Nationals teammate. And he sat with Howie Kendrick. So it was a whole like 2019 Nationals reunion. But it was very, it was just very funny. And whenever you see stuff like that, you know, first of all, you love it because it's like Juan Soto could be anywhere right now. And here he is, you know, watching Arizona against Tennessee. But just thinking about what he's thinking about, you know, Juan Soto would still not be the oldest college baseball player this year, which is partially a reflection of what college baseball is right now.
Right.
And also, you know, a reminder of Juan Soto. So
is this the BYU baseball team we're talking about again?
It was good.
Well, if you think you love baseball, I think I love baseball. You couldn't have dragged me out, you guys, to one of
another
those games.
Another baseball game?
There's no chance. No, I'm like, guy, are you kidding? No. Well, there's just no chance.
That's why we follow the Sesame Family Barbecue.
Yeah, you guys are really killing it. I was listening to PGA Tour Radio, the Players Championship, and every other minute I'm getting an ad for the Baseball Barbecast on Sirius XM. It's like, hey, it's Jordan and Jake. And I'm going, wait, I know those guys.
Yeah,
I met those guys, and now they're advertising a national like baseball show, podcast, radio thing on Sirius. So congratulations. That's really awesome.
And keep it up, my friend.
Keep killing it, man.
Thank you, guys. Always good to be on with you.
Jordan Schisterman, Cespedes Family Barbecue with us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
That dude is good, man. He is good.
I mean, if I had said, we're going to go to a college baseball game one of those nights when we were in Arizona. You love baseball.
I love baseball. I love it. It's in my blood. Those guys will dive into the minutia of everything. They know he was wearing a Tin Caps hat, by the way. Thanks for supporting my son's T-ball team, the Tin Caps, Jordan. I do appreciate it. They know so much. And it's almost intimidating when they start talking. You're like, I need to get my ass in gear. And there's just no way. There's no way to follow everything that they follow. They really do a good job tag teaming it, too. You heard how he said, all right, man, Jake, you got the 5 a.m. game. I'm staying up, or you're staying up, and I'm getting up early. They do such a great job, and they have turned their life's passion into a full-time career now, and that I think that's pretty awesome.
Just a reminder, our Bennett Woods Open Golf Tournament is coming up Thursday, April 6th at Rancho Bernardo Inn. Slots go on sale next Wednesday, March 22nd. Be ready for that link. When we send it out, they went quickly last year. Thank you to our sponsors, Travis Matthew, Daily Engineering, and Sombreros Mexican Food. Going to provide some of the grub out there at the tournament on April 6th. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to our Rindle Report. Had a big trade in the NFL yesterday. Didn't think we'd talk in the NFL today, but it's always happening any time of the year on 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.